Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the adjourned September meeting for the Kendall County Board on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It's 3 o'clock. If you'd please rise and the flag's over here. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Member Rodriguez, if you would leave us in our invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Be with us here today as we make these important decisions. I pray for our community and let it be a wonderful week. And you have a great evening.
Play ball.
Hi, Ethan. I was talking to the mic, not to you. Go ahead with roll call, please.
Mr. Backman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley? Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
Make a motion.
Second.
DeBolt and Peterson? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Don't have any special recognition tonight. Not aware of any. Public comment, if you're here and would like to comment on the board, you'll have 5 minutes to come forward. So you're on the podium. Seeing none, I'll move to consent agenda. I'm going to read the consent agenda, then ask for a motion. If there's any items members would like removed, please notify me. They will be removed. Letter A, County Board Minutes from October 7th, 2025, County Board Meeting. Standing Committee Minutes. Executive Session Minutes for October 6th, 2025, Human Resource and Insurance Committee Meeting. Claims in the amount of $1,524,947.14 from October 31st, 2025. Agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and JVC LLC to provide temporary Kendall County Animal Control Administrator Services in an amount not to exceed $150 per hour. Letter F, Snow and Ice Removal Service Contract with Cox Landscaping. First year, $60,150. Second year, $60,150. Year three, $63,160. Year four, $63,160. And year five, $63,160. Are there a motion or any items to remove?
I'll second it.
Gangler and Rodriguez. Roll call, please.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Thank you. Consent agenda passes 8-0. No old business. New business. Standing committee reports. I'm going to hand this to Mr. Gangler. The first one's kind of a hybrid between facilities, admin, and yours. So if you would handle it.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion for approval of a binding furniture purchase in the amount of $479,957.66 for the county office building.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
DeBolt and Rodriguez.
This was brought before us from the facilities committee. And they were over $100,000 under budget as far as this proposal is concerned for the new furniture on the renovated county office building. I defer to Mr. Hall or Dan regarding any details.
Do you have anything to add on the
furniture? No, I just wanted to thank Dan and his team and the administration for taking the time to do their due diligence and come up with good quality furniture for an economical price. Like Scotty was saying, saving over $100,000+ in these times that we're in is a pretty good service to us. So thank you, everyone involved with that.
Did we actually save that, Mr. DeBold, or was that under budget?
We had a budget to go by and we had quotes come in and then Dan found the company that, I think it is a government purchase agreement.
Correct.
Yes.
This isn't from Craig and Barrett, but you tell, it's $479,000.
It seems like a lot of money, I get it, yes. But the, but you also understand you're furnishing three floors of facility as well.
Any other questions? Get a roll call on that, please.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Motion carries 8-0. Back to you, Mr. Gangler.
Moving on to item number two, I'd like to make a motion for an ordinance approving the County Fiscal Year 25-26 budget and appropriations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Wormley.
Again, a lot of work has been put into this, a lot of way dating back to August and before. I just want to thank all the elected offices, department heads, admin, our finance department, which is basically Latrice and Jennifer, Mr. Vice Chair of Finance, Mr. Wormley sat in a lot of meetings as well too, so I'd like to thank him, like the finance committee for working with us and helping us to bring this balanced budget before you.
I just want to thank both of you and the staff working on this and the department heads that worked with you early. I am excited about the technology, especially with the Sheriff's Department that is getting implemented to keep them on the cutting edge as we move forward with things, figuring out a way to pay for that and take care of citizens in the times we're at now is, I think, utmost importance. And then some of the facilities things going forward with the court house renovations upstairs and those things. I appreciate your work on that. And I know staff and Latrice has been a capital budgeting machine as things have been thrown at her. So thank you.
To be back on that, yeah, you're going to see a lot of influx of dollars into our capital moving forward as our county continues to grow. Our facilities need to grow with that, and we need to have a lot of maintenance that needs to take place. I mean, I know we all know that we're going to be getting at least one judge in the near future. Our public safety center will eventually be improved upon as well too. With having a new judge, we'll have to improve the courthouse. And then of course we've had a very interesting year, I should say, in animal control. So we're going to have to look at a facility for animal control as well too in the near future here. But you can see there's a lot of capital on that second and the next part of our budget.
Any other questions for Mr. Gangler or staff or anything? Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-1.
Thank you. Item number three, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the Kendall County Fiscal Year 2026 Capital Budget.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. DeBolt? Go ahead.
We addressed this already. A lot of dollars being pumped into the capital. Mr. Chairman Kellogg mentioned the Axon project with the Sheriff's Office. That's going to be a work in progress as well, too, because both our state's attorney's office and also the public defenders use Axon. We're going to look to formalize contracts with all of those with Axon. But this is a major project, and I think it's going to be a major benefit for our Sheriff's Office as far as how they operate.
All right. Member Shanley ended the meeting at 3:10. We're on letter A, number 3. Any questions on that part of the budget? I get a roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
No.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Motion
follows in support of the show.
7-2 carries. All right, anything else? All right, special committee reports. Liaison report. Under other business, we're actually going to recess for a minute. We've got a special project the county board is working on. It's not posted till 4, but we can discuss at this time so that the people from Northern Illinois can move forward. We'll recess and then reconvene. Public comment will be the only thing that public would want to interact with. The rest is just going to be moving right along with no action items. So we'll take a short recess while they set up for our project, and then we'll begin that. So. Okay. I call back to order the November 4th meeting. It is 3:23. We are under other business. I'm going to hand off control to this to a team from Northern Illinois University, let them introduce themselves, and you guys have to listen to them, not me.
Well, thank you. Everyone hopefully is ready to get started. I noticed there was some candy and water and all things kind of keeping you going today. I know there's going to be lunch or dinner provided later. Restrooms, probably everyone saw them on the way in. You know better than me, but they're on the left. And I just always like to say we're all adults. We're going to take breaks tonight. But if you need to get up and leave for calls, restroom break, coffee break, sick of listening to me, as Matt just said, you can do any of those things. So please feel free to. But I'm Mel Henderson. I'm the Assistant Director at the Center for Governmental Studies at Northern Illinois University. Who's heard of the Center for Governmental Studies before today? Oh, I love it. Well, yeah, some of the staff, yes, that's true. That's okay, though. Oddly enough, we've been around for 55 years as a unit at the center and at the university, and we've been doing work like this out in the communities, park districts, fire districts, counties, communities, between myself, Allie, and our team, a couple hundred at least of communities we work with, and very proud to be doing it. I've been lucky enough to do it 17 years of my career. I hail from the other great I state, Iowa. They took me in here as my first, I guess, big kid job out of my master's program, and I've never left. They can't get rid of me. I love it. I think they love me. So it's been a really great career here and a really great way to build capacity out in the communities, and that's all we're here to do. Our expertise is facilitation, so we hope to bring that to you today, and we're going to talk a lot about the process and the different pieces that we've done. This is not the beginning of the process. This is getting towards the culmination. Before you get to implement all the great ideas you're going to come up with tonight. So that's a little bit about me. I'll let Allie share a little bit about herself before we get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm Allie Easton. I've been at the center as a research specialist since 2020 after I came out of the Master's of Public Administration program at NIU. I've been doing it full-time with Mel and her team almost all of those 5 years, so it's been a really great time to kind of learn a little bit more about each one of the communities and spend a little bit more time, you know, helping them build capacity, like Mel said. We like to help where we can, so excited to be here with them.
Yes, and we also have, just like any other team, there's a lot of people behind us. Gina Ballard met with several of you for some of the interviews that we do. We have a great data resource team we're going to talk about later as well. So a lot of strong people behind us, even though we're kind of the front-looking, the face today. So I'm sorry if you can't see the screen. I was saying it's a beautiful sunny day, unfortunately, so it's kind of hard to see here, but we'll kind of keep the presentation going, and we're going to have a few handouts and things like that. So we'll talk to you, not through the PowerPoint, but there are some really good pieces on here. And the only thing, if you can't see it, that I wish you could a little better, it's the Cheshire Cat. Am I saying that right, Cheshire Cat? So a quote here that we love is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there, right? If anybody is a fan of Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, Allie knows this, but I've been saying this quote wrong for 17 years. I've been saying to every group I come to, if you don't know where you're going, anywhere will do. Same point, same idea. I looked it up the other day, about 4 months ago, and Lewis Carroll will be disappointed in me. So the actual one is, any road will get you there. But the idea is that you can either arrive at the future or you can help create it. So if you're thinking about today, the biggest part of this is to think about the vision for the future of the county. I've said this to the departments that I've talked to. I know Gina probably brought it up in some of the interviews. The future is the only place worth going. You can't fight the past. The present is happening very quickly, as we all know. So if I can ask you for one thing tonight, it's to put yourself in the future, to think about the vision for the county and kind of new ideas that we can bring together as a team. So that's what tonight's going to be about, is kind of creating this sort of flexible roadmap, working as a team, both policy and implementation, kind of coming hand in hand today, tonight. This one, again, you can't completely see, but I always like to say the most important part of any kind of strategic planning model that we do. Who's done strategic planning before? Either with the county or with another group? Okay. Lots of similar components, some things that we're going to do different. Hopefully, it'll be a nice refresh for you. But there's a lot of similar components that any good strategic plan will do. But the biggest part I think that's important is that you're using this as a self-diagnostic tool. It's not easy to look inside, look in the mirror, and say, here's what we're doing good. Here's when we're not doing so good. Here's some opportunities. Now let's talk about it. That's not always easy. So I think you took on a really hard part. I think it's one of the most important parts of strategic planning. The other really important part is it's a circle. This isn't a process that you start, you finish today, and then you're done. You do it for 2 years and you start over again. This is a continual look at what you're doing well, your goals, what you accomplished, what you want to accomplish. And with new board members and new staff comes new ideas as well. So all of that should be able to fit into this universe of strategic planning. So please don't ever think about it like a stagnant kind of line. Tonight I want to think about it like this circle of time that we're doing our self-diagnostic tonight. And I think that's going to be one of the important pieces, even though you can't completely see everything about our slide. So you have an agenda in front of you. We have a lot to get through today. We're going to do it as efficient as possible, try to get you out early, if not at least on time for sure. We know we have to take a small break, I think at 4 o'clock. Kind of swap. Okay. We'll make sure we do that. But in front of you, you have an agenda. On the back side of that agenda is just a place for you to take notes. That's just a place for you if you're having ideas, you want to give those to us later. Maybe it's something you think of but didn't feel comfortable sharing. Maybe they're just notes for you, and that's okay too. So use those, whatever works best. And I'm just going to walk through what the agenda is going to look like tonight so you have a good feel for what we're going to do together as a team. As soon as I'm done talking, which is coming very soon because we're here to listen, we're going to do some introductions. And a little icebreaker we have, you might have saw at the table when you were walking in, some items I'm going to talk about here in just a second. So we're going to do an icebreaker, do some visioning for tomorrow, get you ready right now tonight into that vision for the future. We're going to walk through all the stakeholder feedback. I think I mentioned earlier, this is not the end, our beginning of the process. We've been doing online surveys, stakeholder focus groups, interviews with department heads and leadership, interviews with your board. Lots has been happening. So we want to share, while you're all together as a team, what are we hearing from an unbiased group who kind of did this and has the ability to look at everything from up here down to this funnel we're going to help you create with goals later on today. We're going to take a fresh look at your mission, vision, and core values. So currently there aren't ones in place for several of those, so you might remember filling out a survey. We're going to talk about that later. That was sort of a jump start. What's happening with your mission? What's happening with the vision? What are the core values? We're going to do some small group work today, and a little bit back in a larger group, to try to get you at least 70% there. You know, we think it's really important to have a mission, vision, and core values. Most of the organizations we work with either have them, they're revamping them, or, you know, they have really good ones in place, and they're just tweaking them here and there. So we want to help you work to that level and see where we can get tonight. So that's going to be a chunk of what we do. We're also going to do a SWOT analysis. So if any of you said you did strategic planning, you've probably done strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges. What's great about doing it here as a team is I would guess there's going to be some of you that think something's a strength, while others of you think it's a challenge or a weakness. And it's a really nice place to talk about it and see what that looks like, maybe where it fits, and have that conversation. And the last thing that we're going to do tonight as a team is short-term and long-term goal development. So after you hear all of the stakeholder feedback, after you work together as a team on your mission, vision, core values, and after you do your SWOT analysis and have all that together, that's kind of where the last piece and the rubber's going to hit the road there is talking about what are those short-term and long-term goals going to look like as a team. It's a lot to get through. It'll be an aggressive agenda, but I know we can do it. We've done it before. I have all the confidence in the world. And then afterwards, there's going to be some things that we have to do. We'll work with the team to do some goal prioritization if needed. We'll work to make sure the goals all make sense and everybody feels like we captured everything at the workshop. We think that's really important to give that feedback and a chance to review. Because we know everything can't happen just tonight. There's going to be some other thought processes going into it. And then we'll come back and we'll do an action planning launch as well. So we don't leave you with just a bunch of list of goals. We want to help launch those goals into what's going to happen for action planning. Any questions about what is happening tonight? Anything that's happened thus far in the process? Or anything I can answer for you as part of our team? Just ready to get going. All right. That sounds good to us. Let's do that. So we're going to do some introductions. We have a big group, so we're going to do these kind of in groups here. If you don't mind, we'll do this group, and then this group. And we're going to have you do an introduction, but we're going to have you answer a question. So it's a little bit of an icebreaker as well. So out on the table, I brought my garage sale extravaganza. These are treasures that I have been keeping over the last several years and collecting. And we want you to talk about what these might represent to you in terms of a future vision for Kendall County. So if I ask you this question, you left the community. You left the county and didn't come back for 5 to 10 years. I like to say you won the lottery. It puts people in a better mind space, right? You won the lottery and you go to your favorite happy place. But you come back in 5 to 10 years. What do you hope you'll see in the county? Or what do you think you'll see in the county when you return? This could be county government, if you want to think about it on that level. It could be in the county as a community, the community that you serve, right? We don't like to put parameters on it. So when you pick an item, you can be creative or you can be literal. We don't have any rules here. It's just about picking an item for you that when you do introductions, you can share why that item represents something you think of as a future vision for the county. Caveat, it could be something you want to happen tomorrow or yesterday. We do the 5 to 10 years to kind of get you thinking in the future, but thinking about what you want to see for the county. Any questions about that? So we're just going to share name, position, or if you're a trustee, how long you've been one, and then we'll go along and share our item as a team to kind of break the ice, I guess, tonight. So I'm going to let this side go first, if that's okay. And as soon as they start to straggle back, we'll move on to this crew, and then we'll go here.
Get the leftovers.
No, what if
hey, there's duplicates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so don't you worry. Uh-huh. There's plenty of treasure for everybody.
Yes. You're gonna trip over there so I can get first dibs.
Yeah, that's good. Push me down. It'll look like I tripped.
Yeah. How late do you think it is? 7?
Oh, let's stick it to 9. I hope not.
Okay, I didn't.
I didn't either. I've got, yeah. Look through the packet and look really good. Look at this agenda with that time.
Can I ask the group in the back, can you hear me okay? I'm usually pretty loud, but sometimes. Okay.
What? You're good. We got to be
heard. Yeah. It's got good acoustics, too. I could probably sing something for you if you want. Oh, I forgot to mention, everybody, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, too. I like to get the whole room mad at me before we get going. So, but maybe you should feel sorry for me. There's that, too. Yes, this is true. Yes, I did see that. I usually get a mix of Bears fans, some Packers, a straggler Steelers fan, and an occasional Cowboys fan. That's usually what the mix is. Does that capture everybody?
No, not the Dolphins fan.
Oh. I was hoping we were going to get a chain from you, buddy. They wouldn't give him up.
No.
I was just watching the trade deadline. I didn't see us pick anyone up, so I don't know.
I didn't hear about jersey. Hey, Ruben. Ruben. I thought that was a lemon.
Yep.
The Vikings are on it. They're usually top three chains week to week.
Well, that's not usually.
He's very committed. It's a very
this last crew can mosey on up. Don't trip over the cord. What? Coming this way.
No.
by Deb or is Debbie?
Mostly Debbie.
Yeah. We have a person we work with, she always goes by Pamela, and I, for whatever reason, always want to call her Pam, and she never corrects me, but I'm always like, I'm sorry, Pamela. So I always like to ask, you'd put Deb if it was Deb, but...
No, like, close, you know, my mom, you know, my sister-in-law, like, certain people.
Yeah, well, my mom calls Deb. Missy. My family does, yeah. So it's not my favorite, but, you know, when you're little, you
yeah,
do it. So
yeah,
they'll
yeah.
call me that, or my friends will call me Mel. Neither one of them likes it.
Yes, I have a problem.
I like the Reese's.
My youngest came in from trick or treating. She's like, "Dad, look what I got you!" And I was
all
like,
"All right, we got everybody back."
And then
back.
The 9-year-old was
thank
like,
"Thank you for
Dad,
engaging
I got you something
in
too.
Our like, in our garage sale extravaganza." If you love the item, I have had them slip away, and that's okay too. I'll find another, but we'll try to get them all back
I'm
after we're done. I should also mention Allie is going to be taking real-time notes throughout tonight. We do that because we like to have them all around the room for you, and they build on each other. So you'll see her taking notes. If someone says they agree, you might see her put a check mark. That just lets us know when we're transcribing that it was an important idea, something we want to make sure is noted that way. If she doesn't do something completely accurate that you want to make sure she knows about, she has no hard feelings, you let her know, and we'll make sure we correct it. There's no spell check. Be kind. It's harder than you think to write up here in front of people, so we always do our best. All right, well, let's get to know each other a little bit better. We're going to keep these a little succinct because we are a big group, but we want to make sure you have a chance to share your ideas. So tell us your name again, your position, and then share your item and tell us why that's the item you picked for your vision for the future. I tend to look towards my right because I'm a teacher as well, but I'm not going to do this to Matt. I'm going to ask for a volunteer before I pick on him unless he's my volunteer. Anybody ready to go?
Scott raised his hand.
Scott did raise his hand. It works out perfect because I want to make Christina go last, so we'll go this way.
Sweet.
Scott Gingler, Kendall County Board, District 1. I picked this splitter. Kind of outdated technology, but I hope when I come back after winning $1 million, the lottery, I should say.
Yeah.
Billion.
That our fiber is in brown. I mean, this is coaxial, but I hope by that point our fiber optics are in brown. We have a successful fiber optic metric month, or sorry, I'm looking at, but Fox Fiber is an often running and successfully implemented.
Excellent. Great start. That's exactly what we're looking for. Matt, does that make you cringe to see the coaxial cable? Do you like it?
No, he got kind of emotional.
He loves technology.
Yeah.
He loves it. All right, thanks, Scott, for going first. Ruben.
Yes, Ruben Rodriguez, County Board, District. I think the construction hat. I see the DPZ director over there, Matt, picked one too, so this teacher would be a little better. But if coming back, how many years are coming back?
Us?
Yeah.
Ten. Oh, 5 to 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Fair too for construction. I live really close to Costco over here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's going to be the start of complete madness.
And I
can see the whole corridor 47 being constructed, and then we'll eventually be connected to Morris. It's going to be that big. So that's why I see that kind of growth.
Yeah, so you're in the future, you see growth, and that includes what you're going to need to do for infrastructure, traffic patterns, all those kinds of things that go along with the kind of growth you're picturing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben. Got a little turn here. I can't quite see it. Zach.
Yeah, I'm Zach Buckland. I'm in District 2. I've been on the district for years now. I picked this little outlet because when I first ran, I ran on expanding affordable internet access. That's been one of the primary things that I've worked on the board. And so I just got hoping that, you know, after I come back from my billionaire vacation from winning the lottery, that we have locked affordable rates for low-income households and that everybody here has affordable access to internet, no matter where they live.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Elizabeth is
gone.
She'll be
in. Okay, perfect. Dan, you're up next then.
My name is Dan Vogel. I think I know everybody in the room, but I was brick. And if I were to leave the county for 5 or 10 years, I come back, I want to see smokestacks and warehouses, as many as I can, industrial real estate, to have some tax relief.
Okay.
That would be my main thing. That's why I picked the brick.
Yeah.
One, I didn't notice on the brick when I picked it, it said the name of the construction company. And that construction company, ironically, builds warehouses and stuff. So.
So in your future vision, you see industry, businesses, things that can come to the community that are going to help alleviate the tax burden, which we did hear a lot about from focus groups. Yeah. Which, you know, it's such an interesting thing when you talk about tax and relief and different things, because we live in the state of Illinois. We all know it's not necessarily the city or the county that's always contributing as much, but either way, as much as you can do to alleviate it, we're all here for that. So thanks, Dan. Oh, Leslie, that's right.
HR. And I have the top and partial bottom of the GI.
I think my dog did that. I apologize. But I didn't want to get rid of it.
Mine is looking kind of more internally within the county, but also externally. Right now, there are bits and pieces of policies. Everybody's got different policies and procedures, and looking more in the future for sharing the services, both internally within the organization and externally with other municipalities and townships as ways to help maybe reduce some costs and save some taxpayer dollars.
Excellent. Thank you. We all need a Leslie to keep us in order and policies and procedures. I think that's good to hear. It'd be good to have that perspective today. Thank you. Matt.
Hi. My name is Matt Kinsey. I'm the CIO for Kendall County. I know all of you. I'm pretty sure I'm the person I do not know this group. I picked the Caribbean. As stated before, I look to technology to be the piece that holds all the county together going forward as far as my technology aspects. And hopefully we can have a little bit more collaboration amongst everybody and a little bit more throughput. And what we're achieving. And fiber network.
Fiber network. check by fiber network. A little story with Matt. We know each other. We also did KenCom's strategic plan, which was, they did a great job. Matt was nice enough to sit in on that and also help with some technology issues we had during the day. So we've gotten to know each other through both processes. So. The payment, yes. The payment, yeah. Universities, they take a long time. I can't help them. Thanks, Matt. Megan.
Megan Moranti, I'm the GIS director, and I went symbolic and got the rope and symbolic of being collaborative and joining together and reconnecting and sharing services.
Okay, collaborative, sharing services, avoiding kind of duplication, but making sure you're being efficient. I love it. County government loves to hear that, right? Efficiency. Thank you. Dan.
Dan Pulver, facilities director. I've been here for 4 or 5 years. Train, grew up in Franklin Park, very train centric community, and obviously, I think we also get a train stop. So, someplace in the county.
Train stop somewhere in the county.
Someplace on our internet, there's a long train.
Yeah, there's no small idea today, right? Not everything you're going to be able to do, and maybe somewhere it hits differently on a priority list, and that's okay too. I think it's good to have that. And Dan, I didn't get to meet you at the department head. I met your
associate. Yes.
What was his name?
Briscoe.
He was great. Thank you for letting him come in and talk with us. Yeah, he did. He was great. Thank you, Todd.
Todd Volker, Economic Development. This is a really tiny little screwdriver, but it's to me, it's two things. One is it's a very useful tool. It's one of the first tools that you grab. It's very handy. Everyone's uses it. I'd like to see Kendall County have a lot more tools that everyone can use. The second thing is, again, if you're doing construction, this is a craftsman in the USA, one of the nicest ones. If you're doing construction, you're going to use this a lot. So that kind of development and construction are in again.
Yeah. So more tools in your economic development toolbox, and more tools that people can utilize that are in economic development, looking to partner with the county. Yeah. Very good. Thanks. Thanks, Todd. Matt?
I'm Matt Austin. I'm the Director of Planning, Building, and Zoning. And similar to Ruben, I also took the nice construction helmet because of all the construction that's going to occur, all the developments, residential, commercial, broadband, transportation, you name it. The other thing is that, as we all know, construction projects and planning projects in general don't always go well. They can have problems, and this makes it great stress ball.
That's true. If you need to keep that mat for your stress, you can. You can. Thank you. And I also made a note there were a lot of mats in the on the team, just so we know. So I'm going to have to be more Matt K, Matt A, Matt
A. There used to be a lot of scats.
Yeah.
Just a lot of scats, too. Okay. We'll get it all straight, I promise. Reese?
Hi,
Reese
Caldwell. I've been your budget analyst for 10 years, Deputy County Administrator for about 7. I picked the fly squad.
Oh, nice.
for a really good reason, I would like to see the county become a recreational place for people. We have beautiful the river and the bluffs and the park district and the forest reserve, and I'd like to see that developed out for canoeing, fishing, and all of those types of things. And then I don't have to ride around the country in an RV with my husband. I don't need to stay in enjoy ourselves.
We'll leave the note out about the husband part, but I think you took your point, and it was a beautiful drive down here. I come from Oregon, Illinois, and came this way, and it is such a gorgeous, gorgeous area. This forest preserve is beautiful. Everything about it is beautiful. You're right. Thank you for that.
So,
Seth, gotcha. Go ahead, Seth.
As a money guy, of course, I picked up the coin.
And you're going to return it.
It's from Italy, so it's not worth much here, but I think it just brings up a lot of compliments and cautions. You know, if we were to come back in 10 or 15 years, I think we have a lot to be proud of when we look at Kendall County for our fiscal responsibility. You know, if you need an example, like consider how we improved the county with the ARPA money and how that was used to support local business and economic development and our needs within the county. I also, you know, caution the future. I think it's really important to make sure that, you know, we just passed a really successful budget in prior meeting. And I think it's important to make sure that spending in the future is funded and not borrowed. You know, we all live in an area where taxes are a real concern, and we don't want to add to that burden to make things happen too quickly. We have a lot of neighbor communities that have spent money they don't have, and because strapped on the decades.
Thank you. We heard a lot about that in the interviews and focus groups of sustainability. Obviously, you know, revenue, everything falls into what you're talking about. So glad to hear it. And I said, Brooke.
Okay, I'm Brooke. I'm a county board member in District 2. This is my third full year on the board. A candle provides flame, the flame provides light, and it also provides warmth. So the light to help us clearly see our path continuing forward, not just now, but you know, in the future, hopefully there is a very clearly delineated path for us to move as a county, but also light so that people can see the dark, so that things are more transparent and communication is clearer. Light so that not just for us internally but for the residents of the county too, so they can clearly understand the government processes so that they can more easily access them and be part of their own government. And then the warmth, you know, again, as the fastest growing county, we need to be looking proactively at building those relationships moving forward. So I'm hoping to see in 10 years that we have very warm, cordial, professional, mutually beneficial relationships, whether it be with industries, municipalities, townships, but also with our residents and each other.
Very good. You got 3 out of 1 with that one. That was great. So the warmth, the communication, I like that you mentioned internal and external, because sometimes we think about it only kind of the community, but also internally, the better you communicate, the better you're going to provide service, right, to the external community. So thank you for sharing. Jason.
I'm Jason Peterson. I've been on the county board for 3 years now in District 1, and I chose the Clorox Clean Wipes, not because I'm a parent, It creates a clean environment, and it also offers safety, security, assurance, convenience. It also kind of paves the way for any unforeseen issues that may arise too, so you can be proactive with it, clean it so that somebody gets sick in the future through that anchor.
Yeah, I like that. The proactive part is something we heard a lot about, and it's a little harder sometimes for counties to do because they're a big, you know, operating unit, and how do you balance that with the other pieces? So I think that's a good point too. Brian?
I'm Brian DeBold. I'm finishing up my fifth year on the county board. And I picked I'm not quite sure if it's a squad car or exactly what this is, but I feel that Kendall County is on the move, and in some cases, we're moving at a fast pace. And how do we keep up with the infrastructure that supports our county, the people that are here, with facilities, our court system, our fire and police, and so I want to make sure that if I came back in 10 years that the county is a safe place to be, mm-hmm. and it's a quality place to be. And it'll probably be moving a lot faster as we move into the future.
Yeah. So that safety and quality is so important to the quality of life, and all the things we heard about in focus groups were just that. That's why people like being residents here. And you're saying, how does the infrastructure keep up with the growth so that there's no drop-off?
Correct.
With that. Yeah. Thank you. Debbie?
I'm Debbie Gillette. I'm the county clerk. I've been county clerk for 17 years. I picked the back scratcher. I feel as my time as county clerk that the elected officials, county board, we've all worked really, department heads worked really well together to accomplish things. For example, I am a benefit of a new building because of the way that we are all working together. We all work together to support what the needs are, and I know the county is working at getting other buildings for other departments, which is important for us to do our jobs well and to facilitate the citizens of the county. So I would like to see that continue to grow and everybody continue to work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you.
Matt Kellogg, County Board. This is my ninth year on the board. I picked the oldest technology on the desk, I think, the button. I mean, this thing 5,000 years ago was invented. I was going to go with the story about holding things together, but Debbie kind of covered that of holding things together with the scratching back, but I think it's important that the things we're doing today may not last as long as this button technology did, but we're doing things for future generations. And also it's simple. The old acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid, I think is pretty important that as we're doing all the things everybody's talking about, at the end of the day, we have to make it simple and easy to use for the public. So I hope that 10 years from now, we look back and see that all these things we've created or building or doing function well between offices, communities, and the public. So
yeah.
Simple, old school technology.
And you're talking a lot about legacy, which tonight when we talk about some of the longer term goals, sometimes that's what they end up being too, is they're a little longer to see fruition. Matt, do you know how I knew my husband was the one?
He's a Viking fan?
He didn't like football at all.
Oh.
It was perfect. I had no competition, nothing to worry about. It was because he could sew. That's actually a button out of his button collection. And whenever I pop a button, which is always, he can sew it back on for me. I thought, he's a keeper.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
I'm going to do it. So. Yep. Little fact about me. All right, now, I want to try to guess your name because we've met once, but I don't see it. What's the first letter? T. Second letter? A.
Third letter. Keep going.
Taylor. Oh, I wouldn't have gotten it anyway. After the Y, I probably would have.
Okay. I'm Taylor Cosgrove, Animal Control Director, for almost 3 years now, and a little late to the party here, so don't have a whole lot of explanation, but found an expandable pet water dish or feeder, so just kind of symbolizes the expansion, because it is an expandable dish, for services that we can offer the community, both people and pets. And enjoy the journey along the way.
Mm-hmm. We just got those in the mail because I bought dog insurance for my puppy, so it's perfect. Fido's
great, by the way.
Oh,
they're
good.
Fantastic.
Thank you. That's good to know. I was excited to show you that.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
I know you'd be proud of me. All right, Natalia.
Hi, everybody. I'm Natalia Burroughs. I'm here managing the analyst for the county. I've been here since April, so fairly new. I selected a paintbrush
I also went to St. Bella for I see the county kind of as a mural. And as the county continues to grow and continue to change, I see the mural be added. With the paintbrush, we're adding to the mural of all the growth.
I ask this question to all of my meetings too before I let Christina go. Anybody a painter in here? You ever paint? You paint your own house? Do anything with it? Do you tape?
No.
Or do you not tape?
Oh,
I can't stand the tape.
You tape it? Okay. I always
I
like. I no. I'm just impatient. I get the most expensive brush and I just do it really slow. I can't stand when it like bleeds. You got to redo it anyway. Just wondered. Just an interesting brush. All right, Christina, you're up.
Couldn't pass up the duck.
Oh, love the duck.
Christina Brent, County Administrator. I have been here for 2 years now. So those who have seen the ducks all around, it is a way that we have fun. It's been just a really fun thing. The janitor in our office started, that's supposed to be public, whatever. So I hope that in 5 to 10 years, in that future point, that the county as an organization still has that space for fun, still has the relationships and ability to create fun, and for the public generally, that they have those, that sense of community, the sense of identity. I think sometimes it's hard as the county, especially in Rowan County, where more people are new than are, you know, sort of like generational to the county, that it's important to still build that sense of place. So I think fun helps that happen.
How much do you think that duck cost me, Christina? Well, it came out of a duck machine. Any of you have ever played that? No, the duck grab. Okay, come to Oregon, Illinois, and you can have ducks galore if you guys are
Oregon.
It cost me about $6 to get that duck, just so you know. So I got it from my niece who then left it at my house. So I thought, you know what, it's going to use for that kind of money. So I'm glad you picked it.
We're about 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
Actually,
at this time, I'd like to continue the chairman's report. Nothing, any public comment for the board? If so, step forward. You have 5 minutes. Questions from the press? No need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn? DeVolt and somewhere over there,
Jason.
Bachman. All right, we're adjourned of that, and then where's my.